This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Embryology. But there's four things I want to point you to that also you must say and admit that the Prophet ﷺ would not have known this information. We created a human being from mud, from tin, which is soil mixed with water. Okay, that's in the heavens. We didn't see that. And we can't see that. We have no way to access that. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً. Then we made him a drop. فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. In a safe, enclosed area. Okay? Now, we may know, any of the ancient people may have seen what semen looks like, right? But semen is not a drop. It's a splash of water. Or it's a splash of fluid. It's not a drop. No one would describe it as a drop, right? It's far more than a drop. But then we know, and the ancients would have known, that it went into the womb of a woman, but the womb is a pretty big space. It would not have come to your mind that it's only in a very small space. As we're going to see, the semen is a fluid carrying many drops that goes into another drop, which is a very small egg. And then it's going to be encased safely in such a way that it can suck nutrients while being safe from the environment around it. Because it needs what's around it, the nutrients, but it needs to be safe from what's around it too. And that's what we call qarar makin, a safe place. ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً. Then we created this little drop into a clingy thing. عَلَقَة is anything that clings on. تَعَلُّق, right? So like, we're going to show a picture here of a leech. Because that's the closest thing. And you're going to see how the process of becoming a human, you look like a leech. Some people still behave like a leech, right? فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً. Then, this is extremely descriptive. We created this leechy thing into what looks like a chewed thing. Like, look at the description. A leech and a chewed thing. These descriptions, you would never think of this. Like, who would think of this? A drop, a safe place, a leech, and a chewed up thing. And you're going to see how it looks exactly like this. This is not something that anyone would ever come to mind when you're trying to write. Now, also, think about this. The Prophet's waging wars. He has 9 wives. You got one wife. You got one job that is not head of state. No one's fighting you, and you don't have time, right? SubhanAllah. The Prophet ﷺ has a massive family that he has to support and take care of. He is a head of a state now. Not only that, he's a head of a religion, so he has to tell you what to do. His head of state is easy. Protect the borders and make sure no crime happens on the inside. That's pretty much it, right? Head of state. You really want to boil down to it. But he's also a religious leader. That means he's got to take care of your spirituality, your state, your faith, all that, your morality. He's got to convince you to behave morally. There's no way anybody can do this without divine support. And then anyone who was trying to do that much, he's not going to have time for come up with these guesses. I mean, just based on hadith, like how many statements that the Prophet yeah. Say, yeah. SubhanAllah. Exactly. SubhanAllah. Yeah. Yeah. And then where's the mistake? So the more you talk, the more mistakes you make. Just by statistics. Show us ones where the Prophet ﷺ said something that contradicted observable reality in front of us. Or from the Quran. All right, next. Look at your drop. Both of them are drops. The little spermatozoa looks like a drop. And the egg looks like a drop. Both of them look like a drop. Next one. Here is your settled place. Look at that. That is such a tiny little egglet. And then the sperm goes in there. And it rests. It's protected. But it's not trapped. It's getting the nutrients. It's still getting nutrients from the mother's blood. Right? It's able to access the nutrients from the womb. How amazing is this? That is the qarar makin, a settled place. Think about this. You can drink and then go running. You hear the gurgling in your stomach, right? when children eat a lot, drink a lot, and then they go running or they shake their stomach to hear the sound. So that's not settled then. It's in a big stomach with intestines and stuff. That's big enough for them. If that happened, it'd be, kid would be dead, right? But this is a settled, closed, cloistered place for safety. All right, next one. Let's look at your alaqa. At the top there, that's you. That's what you look like. Well, me too, but... right? And that's a leech. So A is the human embryo. B is the leech. And let me tell you this. How many times would an Arab have seen a leech? Right? Think about that too. It's possible up in Yathrib, right, where they had lakes, maybe they had a leech. Maybe. They didn't have so much water that everyone knows what a leech is in the first place. And definitely they didn't know what the embryo looked like. But Allah describes it as a clingy thing. What in nature is a clingy thing? It's the leech. And there you have the human embryo clearly resembling a leech. This is why Professor Keith Moore entered Islam on this verse. Because these, you cannot have four things in a row like this perfectly match up with this description. Now we'll go to the biggest of all. The mudra. Look at the chewed piece. So this right now is not what I'm pointing your attention to, but it does look like a mangled up piece of gum that you spit out of your mouth, right? This is the mudra. The embryo at this stage appearance looks like a chewed substance because now let's, the next picture is even better. Okay. There you have it. Look at this. The somites at the back of the embryo resemble teeth marks of a chewed piece of gum. Okay. So it's the teeth marks and the mangled nature. Look, these are two opposing things. The mangled thing, it's a mess. It looks messy. But the teeth marks are perfect. That's the spine. That is your future spine right there. But you see how two opposite things are coming together here. So if it's a mangled mess, why isn't the whole thing a mangled mess? No, but your spinal cord is coming in perfect parallel lines. So it looks exactly like a piece of gum that you just took one last bite on it and you spit it out. There are teeth marks around the edge and it's mangled in the middle. And that's, go back to that, Omar. Yeah, it's mangled up in the middle, but there are perfect parallel lines on the outside. Basically showing you the opposite of an accident. If it's an accident, which the whole thing should be mangled up. But this description of the human being as a mudra, a chewed thing, with which its mangled portion and its teeth marks, is one of the biggest signs of the Quran. Because this, we have absolutely no doubt that the Prophet ﷺ would not have seen this. No one has seen this until modern times. Right? And that's the whole idea of a sign, is that something we know for sure could not have been known in the time of the Prophet ﷺ. And now we know it for sure. Let's go to the next one, which is two parts.